The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Nat, absolute pleasure to have you with us today. First of all, how are you doing and are you looking forward to this big event that's coming up very soon?
I am doing very well, thank you. We've just had some practice match play today, so currently just getting over that, but it's been brilliant to be able to get out there and play again. I am super excited to be able to play some netball matches this week. Obviously, I thought at one point that it might not be, have been able to go ahead, so just honestly so grateful and just so lucky that we have some matches to look forward to, and yeah, just super excited to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I think netball fans are feeling the same. That is a definite level of excitement there. We've had, you know, ups and downs. We thought we had one thing and then that was cancelled. So to have the news of this all-star match is a massive lift for everyone. Is that how it feels for you guys as well?
Absolutely. We know that the UK absolutely love the netball. And obviously for a lot of people right now, they're not getting to be able to experience that. They're missing out on training with their clubs, with their teammates, with their friends, and the netball family. A lot of people are having to do their ISO workouts, which is amazing to see the community pull together, even though we can't train together. But yeah, just the fact that there's some netball for the UK to watch is just so exciting. And yeah, we're all excited to play for everyone in the UK as well.
Absolutely. So can you talk me through a little bit about what fans can expect from the All-Stars clash? Because I'm really excited and I can't wait to see kind of who is going to be involved in this.
I know, it's so exciting, isn't it? So there'll be a three-match test series against the All-Stars. I think it's just something to look forward to. I mean, being able to have these matches and just going out there and enjoying the game. Like, for a lot of girls, this is sort of one we've not played together for a while, so we're just so excited to be able to play on home soil in England. I think it's going to be amazing. Like, it's going to be such a good battle, such a good contest. It's going to be so much high quality netball to watch, and yeah, we're just going to go out there and have fun and enjoy it, because what an experience and an opportunity that we're all part of this amazing concept.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And I think you guys must be feeling this, but it must be so important for you to get out and to have that kind of high level contest, so that, you know, when things do kind of get back to normal, when you can go back to international games, that you feel kind of more prepared.
Oh, absolutely. Like, this time is crucial for us as the Rodgers to work on combination still. Obviously, like, we have the international series against Jamaica, but we know that this All-Star team is going to have so much experience in it. It's going to be such a strong side. So for us, it's a great opportunity to see where we're at and just to, you know, go out there and represent the Rose and put on the red dress and to keep building on our combination, because obviously it's, well, just over a year out to commies, and we want to be putting our best foot forward, and this is a great opportunity for us to do that.
Absolutely. Gosh, that is crazy when you say just over a year to the Com Games. I think I'm still stuck in 2018. I can't believe that.
It's come
so fast. So how is the training camp going? Are you guys still bringing that same intensity, even though it is going to be, I guess, more of a friendly clash than necessarily if it was against, you know, Australia or Jamaica?
Oh, training's been brilliant. Like, just the technical sessions have been absolutely amazing, and the vibe's just been brilliant in camp. I think we've obviously all been, like, in our houses, isolating. It's been a lot of individual, like, training sessions on our, like, in your living room or in your kitchen, like, out on the fields and stuff. And I think just for us to have the opportunity to come together over these last like we just thought, it's just been amazing, and it's just really good to be back with the girls, and yeah, we're just super excited.
Yeah. Nat, thanks so much for joining me, and yeah, best of luck with the rest of training.
Oh, thank you so much, Nat.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.